I think the most frightening thing is that we have this increase in it right across the country, and a lot of the behaviour now is threatening. That a lot of these people come on, they're coming on uninvited, they're coming on without permission, and when they come on, and if they're confronted, can be quite threatening and quite, you know, indignant about the fact that they have a right to be on private property. So we're advising our farmers to be very careful that if they do come across anybody on their land, that, you know, they can, they certainly ask them to leave, but if they, if it becomes confrontational, to move back, move away, because we don't want anybody hurt, and at the, and to immediately call the Gardaí, and in calling the Gardaí, that they note very carefully where it is, particularly if there's a national road or a route close by, if they can identify that, if they can identify a town's land or an air code where it's happening. And also, if they know the direction in which these people are going, because sometimes if they're crossing the land, they can go out, come in one side and be picked out, picked up at another side. So it's very important that that happens, because we've been working with the Gardaí on this all year, and we've even met the Minister for Justice earlier in the year, and, you know, made this very clear to her that we needed some action on this nationwide, because other jurisdictions have it. North of Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England have a designated person, you know, a commissioner looking after, or a superintendent looking after the, this whole area of rural crime. And we need that. We need that coordinated effort around the country where the Gardaí are coordinated in dealing with this crime.
And another aspect to this is that yous are questioning whether the likes of fines and sentences are enough. I mean, if the crime, or if the punishment doesn't exactly fit the crime, then naturally enough, these trespassers will keep doing what they're doing.
Absolutely. Look, prevention is always better than cure if you can do it. So that's our first thing, is to prevent this happening. And, you know, where we have visibility of Gardaí in the rural areas, and we have people, farmers aware of how to deal with it and making sure that it's reported. That's number one. But yes, if people are caught in doing this, they should be punished accordingly. And it's very important, again, that there's a coordinated effort around this, that these sentences are carried out, and that they're carried out to the full, and that people do pay for crime.